Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 590, and Binyan Abayis, lesson number 9, Individuality and Intimacy. We're going to talk about the husband's Rishus, and that although a man is obligated to fulfill his wife's desire for intimacy, but his realm of Rishus means the common sense fifth Shulchan Aruch concept of intimacy. He needs to understand when it's fitting to engage in intimacy, even without her initiation. There are times with even without her initiation, he should initiate intimacy in a healthy way. In the Sefer Menorah Samaor, the Ravid lists 4 intentions that one is allowed to have when engaging in intimacy. 3, I believe, are the Chiyuvim part. The 4th is the Rishus aspect. So we're going to quote, it's Menorah Samaor Simen 177, Kufayin Zion. He says there's a 4th way, Derech Revius, that is not a kavana of a mitzvah in itself, but rather it's Rishus. What is Rishus? Vihi. Me'acha shegavra olav ta'avasai. If a person, the husband, is overcome with a physical sexual desire, v'goyder atzmai be'ishtai, and he protects himself with his wife, she muteres loy, because she is permitted to him, g'day shalo yisav le'iser, so that he should not desire anything that is forbidden. V'kivan shepirish mina iser ala heter, since he is separating himself from the prohibited by being with his wife who is permitted to him, ase toif, he is acting properly. He is doing good. You see from here a big chiddush, that you don't, the purpose, primary purpose of intimacy is not because of to handle his yetzahara, to cope with it. It's for the union. But the Chazal recognized this is a legitimate, healthy angle. Now, he does say, right after this, Aval yoisetayv, obviously it would be even a better ideal, litchais es yitzray, to try to break his desire, push his yetzer away, shabbat avasei, break that desire, beliza, without this. But again, I will say, and he's going to explain later, you cannot be a balgaiva thinking you're on that high madrega, that I broke my Yetzihara and I don't need this. Very often when you have that desire, the husband, and you decide I'm not going to initiate and I'm going to break that desire, in many cases that is the wrong decision. It will just escalate and make matters worse. Again, all this is discussing when he initiates and his wife is fully agreeable to it. Right? We're not talking about when she just simply is overwhelmed, overtired, stressed out, doesn't want it. Separate story. But we're talking about that he initiates and she agrees to be with him. Then it's a good thing overall. It's a rishus, but it's a good thing. And he says like this, im kol zeh, however, kivan, in other words, it's better not to try to not have these desires and not have that union because of this, but nevertheless, kivan she'ena maksha atzme ladas. He's not intentionally awakening his desires. In other words, he's not looking. We're talking about someone that has Shmir Seinayim, and he's doing the best he can. And he didn't intentionally awake his sexual desire. Ela im einis hataiva, but has been forced through his desires, like an einis, ligdar atzmai. He feels that sexual pull. He tried different things, maybe. He tried to push it away. It's very strong in him. He tried. But it was an einus. It came on in. So he's trying to protect himself, shelo yavi lidei iser, that he should not think of anything forbidden. Therefore, a mistapik min aheter. He gets satisfied with what is permitted to him, which is being with his wife. O ma'acha she'eni yochel lichbay shes yitzray, since he's unable to subdue his evil inclination. Listen carefully. Yesh lo yischar. He gets reward for doing this. In other words, if he has that sexual desire and he feels it's very difficult and he's initiating with his wife and his wife agrees, obviously, and he's initiating to be with her so that he should not come to Aveira, he gets schar for that. Like he had got an Avera coming to him and he separated from it. Vatamu, why? He broke his Yetzahara by involving in this mitzvah. Now, normally people don't think this way. People think the actual breaking of the Yetzer is to hold back, not initiate. Just struggle with that sexual desire, work on breaking it, and going to sleep. And in some cases, that may be the right way. In many cases, that's the wrong way. And it is better when this comes upon a person to initiate and when his wife agrees to be together. Many people make a mistake. They say this fourth intention, this revius, is an avera l'shem shamayim. It's like a small avera, but you're doing it l'shem shamayim. And it's better to perform small avera l'shma instead of being over a bigger avera that's not l'shma. In other words, they make this mistake and think that really it's a small avera. In other words, you have this taiva, the sexual. We're not talking about someone that was irresponsible. You know, we're not talking about someone that's an addict watching porn or not watching his eyes, going to bar. We're not talking about those things. We're talking about a person, a husband that's erlich, really works hard on it. He's a human being. The sexual desires overcame him. So people think that this is a avera lishma. This is wrong. Initiating with one's wife because he has this desire to let it out in a permitted way is an avera. It's not right. It's just l'shem shamayim. And it's better to do this than not to and then fall into something that's usser. That's a mistake. That's not true. The gedolim say it's a mistake. Rav Moshe Shechadowitz has authority. He asked many gedolim this. That's a mistake. This fourth intention of Rishus is not dealing with a person that wants to be over on immorality. It's not a person that's running around and saying, I want to just indulge, and that's what I want to do. That's a different story. We're talking about people that are human beings, men that are human beings that do their best to watch themselves, but they're human beings, and their hormones or their body or just the regular normal human struggles overtake them. And that's healthy. Then this fourth intention is healthy. This does not mean that he's entering into intimacy just because he's relieving his needs. Because that's like going to the bathroom, right? You have a need to go to the bathroom. You have the urge, you go to the bathroom. You have the need sexually, so you're using your wife, chas v'shalom, like a toilet. That's not what it means here. And that's not what this is. That description, what I just said, is only when his mind is in the sewer. His mind is taka in the sewer. He intentionally looks around. He intentionally is not careful in Shmir Sinayim, and he intentionally is overindulgent. Then that's what he's doing. Then he's misusing his wife, like you're using her like a bathroom, or fulfilling a need. This is different. This is a real nisayan with real normal healthy sexual desire. He does need this as a release, but the kavana is ultimately in the union. Or the intimacy ultimately needs to be an expression of love, which means that once he initiates and he's with his wife, then the husband needs to awaken his wife's interest in pius. He has to do the regular pius here. So it is healthy. So a wife needs to know this too. A husband initiating is often very, very, very healthy. His job is only that he has to go through the process of pius and love as if she's initiating, making no difference one way or the other. Then that elevates the act. An intimacy is an expression of love. And if it's not an expression of love, it's immorality. The husband's realm of rishus is no exception. He could be involved in this fourth intention of Rishus. He can use his good judgment to say, yes, it's better for me to use my physical desires now to unify with my wife, so shouldn't get out of control, so shouldn't lead me to sin. Yes, he's allowed to do that. And not only is he allowed to do this, very often it's the healthiest thing to do. But when he's doing it already, he has to do the full pious, and the full connectivity with his wife in the full mitzvahs ayinah, the way it's meant to be. And when you do that and you're engaged that way, it becomes a positive mitzvah. That rishus, fourth realm, becomes a mitzvah. In other words, initially, when he's initiating, it's a rishus. He's trying to remove himself from unhealthy desires by focusing on his wife in a mutter way. But once he starts the pious process, and once he starts legitimately connecting with his wife, then she responds, that becomes out of the rishus and it becomes a mitzvah. Sometimes it's a pure chiyuv, which is the first three cases, and I have to look up what he says, probably Leil Tefillah, Leil Shabbos, when the wife desires it, and so on and so forth. And sometimes it comes from the husband's rishus, like what we were just talking about all along here, where it's best for him to subdue his Yetzirah and direct it in a constructive way. But once he does that, then it becomes a mitzvah. That is the idea. So he should not bash himself that he's in a matzav where he feels a sexual, physical pull that he needs to be with his wife. He should not bash himself for that. And he should not be bashed by his wife by that either. His wife senses that he has a physical urge. She should not look down at him for it. Especially if he's a good husband, trying his best. He's a human being. Hashem made him that way. Who put emotions there? Hashem. Who put in the sexual desire in a human being, a healthy human being, for that matter? It's Hashem. So he shouldn't bash himself for feeling this way, or that he has sexual desires. His wife should not look at him in a negative way and bash him for it. Your behema, whatever. That's wrong. He's a human being. That is very, very important to know. And then when even, whether the husband or the wife, a big pull of them wanting to be together is the physical drive, is a sexual drive. There's a big yesod. Whenever, it's interesting that by a wife, when she expresses sexual desire, it's a mitzvah automatically for the husband to initiate. When the husband expresses sexual desire and he's initiating, it's a rishus. It is healthy for the wife to accept it, to sense what's going on and accept it, b'lev shalom. It's his part now to do the regular pious and love and care of the union, that it becomes a mitzvah now. And then you elevate it. So that is the idea. We're going to learn later, and we're going to go in future shiurim. Most of the time, that is the right decision. Most of the time, that's the right decision. Now, the Torah brings down, I'm going to just quote the Torah, it's in Eben Ezra Chaf Hei, that the fourth intention is to protect yourself from Aveira, so you shouldn't desire Averis, because you see that your Yetzer overpowered you, and you desire the sexual activity. You also get reward. You don't get as much reward as the mitzvah aspects of it, but you do get reward. Less reward because you sometimes have the ability to push away your evil inclination altogether and subdue it. So you get less of reward, not as great as initial approaches, but he receives some reward, which means it's not an Aveira, certainly. It's sometimes the right thing to do, very often the right thing to do. If he's in a state where it's very difficult for him, and he makes the decision to initiate, and his wife agrees upon it, it is a mitzvah, and he gets schar. And if he was really, he couldn't help himself, and it really Hashem knows he did the best he could, then it's mashma that he gets schar like the first intentions. Right? If someone's already satisfied and he's just chasing after the pleasures of the world, that's unhealthy. That's damage running after physical desires for their own sake. We're not talking about that case here. We're talking about where he really has that urge in a real way. Not because he was irresponsible. In that case, I don't want to give a percentage exactly. I will say 90%+ of the time, it is the correct decision to initiate. And a wife that senses, or if he expresses it openly, that he desires this, needs to understand him, not bash him for it, not look down at him for it. even look up to him for it, because what he's doing is he's using what Hashem wants in this revius, in this reshus, in the most healthy way. The fact that he is, the wives need to know this, the fact when he did the best he can and has normal, healthy sexual desires, and who is he turning to? Only towards his wife. He's not interested in indulging anywhere else. He does not want this. He does not want any leading to unhealthy outside the house things. Only his wife. Wife has to take it that way. With a chesed, with an understanding. And be willing to help him with this. He, on his end, when his wife does initiate afterwards, meaning, and she wants it and she agrees to it, he now needs to switch channels and say, now, okay, my wife agreed. We're going to be involved in marital intimacy now. I'm going to do my regular piece and the regular union of connectivity, and now it becomes a full-fledged mitzvah. The reshus becomes a mitzvah. We'll continue more, Be'ez Hashem, explaining this concept. Be'ez Hashem, bracha v'atzlacha to all.